Hi, we're back listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, and we're here to talk about cars, car repair, and the answer to last week's puzzler. Now, here it is. I'm sure you'll remember it in a minute.
I remember it already.
You do?
Yeah.
Cool. Let's say you have two decks of playing cards, 52 cards each, you know, regular cards.
Yeah.
And you put both decks together and shuffle them up.
Got it.
So you've got 104 cards all shuffled together. Then you split them back into two equal piles. So you haven't looked at them now. You're in a traditional manner.
Mm-hmm.
You've just counted them out. So you have a pile of 52 on one side. We'll call that pile A. And a pile of 52 cards on the other side. And they're all mixed up.
Pile two.
Here's the question. What are the chances that the number of red cards in pile A equals the number of black cards in pile B? And question two, or B, how many cards do you have to look at to be sure of your answer?
Yeah.
Well,
I happen to know the answer.
Imagine. Go ahead.
Chances are one.
Yeah, well, 100%.
100%.
Imagine if you, let's say by some luck, you shuffled up all these cards and all the red cards wound up in one pile. We'll call that pile A. Mm-hmm. And for simplicity's sake, we'll call the other pile B. And all the black cards wound up in that. Then,
yeah.
then you would say, well, certainly, the number of red cards in deck A or pile A equals the number of black cards in pile B.
Yes.
Now, I ask you to construct a scenario where it wouldn't be the case. Always.
How about 1 in 51?
Exactly. Take a card out of pile A and donate it to pile B. But
right.
When you do that, you must reciprocate.
Right.
You must take a black card from pile B and donate it to pile A,
mm-hmm.
and therefore you have 51 and 1 and 51 and 1. And no matter how you do this, if you wind up with 52 cards in each pile, this is like, remember the puzzle years ago where you had a thing of water and a thing of wine? You took a teaspoon of wine and put it in the...
Oh, that one.
Same thing.
And part B of the question, how many cards do you have to look at to verify your answer?
None.
Not
a one.
Isn't that a great card?
Well, you think it's great because you got the answer. If you hadn't gotten the answer, you'd be all over this thing.
For one thing, the answer was a given. Because when you said, what are the chances?
I gave it away, you mean?
You gave it away. I mean, what are the chances? Are you expecting someone to say 12 out of 49?
Yeah.
Or 0.2375?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone who would have thought that was the answer would have given up. And the only ones who would have not given up would be the ones who said the answer either has to be zero or one.
Okay, that's true. Anyway, who's our winner this week?
The winner this week is Russ Bishop from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. You know what that is?
Of course.
Of course.
Home of Punxsutawney Phil.
Punxsutawney Phil. And for having his answer selected at random from among all the correct answers that we got, Russ is going to get a $26 gift certificate to the Shameless Commerce Division of CarTalk.com. And with that gift certificate, he can have his choice of any of the Car Talk regalia that we have there.
I understand we've got lots of stuff in stock right now from all the post-Christmas returns.
Yes, there's an excellent selection available.
Anyway, we'll have a brand new puzzler coming up in the third half of the show, so stay tuned. If you have a question about your car, the number is 888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-228-255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.